You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Louis J. Gomez.
Yo. Happy 4th of July, Real Ass fans. I'm your host, Louis J. Gomez, back with another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. As always, in studio with Zach Amico, Chris Scopo. What's up, boys?
How you doing, buddy?
Living the dream.
I'm feeling pretty good, man. You know, look, as always, I'm running late today. That's what I do. I'm always a little bit late. They call it fashionably late.
They call you Worth the Wait Gomez.
Worth the Wait Gomez. I like that. I do like that. I'm always a little bit late to stuff. What I try to do in my life is I try to set things up to where I can't get in trouble for being late for shit. Like, I'm in charge of this. So like,
being the host, you can't get in trouble.
Yeah, I can't really get in trouble. Like, you guys can't. Like, you can be mad. You can stop coming. These guys can kind of get mad. But it's like, I can't really get in trouble. Like, nothing can really happen. So,
like a fat girl's period. Always a little late.
It's probably what she's eating. If we're being honest, a lot of processed foods. No, dude, I'm always a little late. And I'm never late for spots. I'm never late for, like, job interviews or
never
shit that I've had.
Never late for spots either.
Yeah, but I'm late for like shit like this. I'm late for all the time. Can you give Scopo just a tiny little bit more juice? Not too much.
Wow,
though.
I get more juice this week?
He has a little more juice this week because he gave me some pot. Okay, so I'm on my way over here, hilariously, just running a few minutes late. I get on the subway platform. I'm going to be exactly on time, waiting for it. The delay light goes off and it starts flashing, so there's going to be a delay. So that's when I text you guys, hey, I'm probably going to be a few minutes late. As I go to get on the subway, the train... when it finally comes, there's like I think they're an Israeli couple, and they have their luggage directly in the doorway. So anytime somebody has somebody in the shit in the doorway, if they're standing in the doorway or their luggage or their bags, I just immediately kick them in the ankles. I purposely kick them in the ankles. So I ended up fucking kicking the one dude in the ankles and kind of pushing through them, just dramatically, you know, being me. And they kind of give me a look, and I'm like, guys, I was like, you can't have your luggage in the center of the door. So the woman's like, oh, there's nowhere else to put it. I'm like, no, there is. There's space right there. I was like, you know, you push the luggage to the side because people have to be able to get on and get off. So then this one fucking chick chimes in, this like Dominican chick. She's like, don't listen to him. Tell him to mind his business. I'm like, no, don't tell me to mind my business. I was like, this is a fucking fact. And then the woman's like, oh, we are not from here, the Israeli girl. I was like, it doesn't matter. I don't know, in what country do you board a train and you take your luggage and you put it in front of the doorway where everyone has to get off and get on the train? In what country? I don't know. But then a bunch of other people got my back on the subway and I felt vilified.
Fascinating story.
It was a fascinating story.
You meant vindicated. Vilified would be if you were the villain.
Yeah. I felt vilified in my kicking of her ankles. Yes.
Kicking a
poor... Am I not the villain there?
I just had a question. That was all.
Yeah.
You said other people got your back saying, like, no, don't put your luggage in front of the door. So you weren't vilified there.
You were vindicated.
You were vindicated. They had your back.
Hold on.
Being like that Israeli couple fucked up.
Andy, do me a favor. Never, never chime in if you're going to disagree with me. I don't mind you chiming in.
I'm agreeing with you.
Am I crazy here or did he just disagree with me?
He corrected you because you were wrong.
You're correcting me, and that is not the same thing as agreeing with me, okay?
And how could a Jewish couple not figure out how to be on a train at this point?
Look, dude, I'm just saying, look, I was kind
of
confused.
Their luggage was made of an older Israeli couple.
I was a dick for kicking the dude in the ankles, but I was completely right in my reasoning. So that was my story from the train ride over here today. Couple things to talk about today on the show that I want to talk about. I, you know what I realized? I don't really think about the show until like the morning of, But then what I do is I just go through my Facebook posts for the past week and I see which ones are kind of most interesting, because that's typically what I kind of want to talk about on this show.
Is that why you're always late? You're trying to find one that's interesting?
Yeah.
James, what's interesting right here?
Dude, let's start off a little more lighthearted, because I want to talk about this other thing that I posted today. I posted two things today. First of all, I posted a picture of Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn.
How hot is she?
Oh, dude, have you seen her as Harley Quinn?
No, but I saw her in Wolf of Wall Street.
See, yeah, dude.
And that scene when she comes out just butt naked?
Yeah. She's perfect. My God. Look, she's fucking perfect. I'll tell you right now. She is perfection. She's the hottest woman ever. Wolf of Wall Street, she was like crazy, like my dick filling up while watching the movie.
Oh, that scene hot. Where she was like, come on, daddy.
Oh,
don't
can't
you
even.
Want this?
Can't
oh,
even.
Jesus Christ.
But here's the thing, dude. So she got booked as the new Harley Quinn in the new Batman versus Superman movie. Or no, I'm sorry.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad movie. That's right. So she plays the Joker's girlfriend.
Oh, she looks so hot.
Dude, and they put her in the Harley Quinn like makeup and the punk rock clown shit, dude. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. I'm such a sucker for like a punk rock chick. So then they take the hottest chick alive and then they turn her into this fucking clown punk rock whore. I mean, dude, literally that is it right there.
Yeah. That is the hottest girl alive and kill her dad.
Yeah, dude.
It couldn't be better.
I mean, they literally just made her fucking even hotter. I think that's hotter. To me, that's a hotter thing. I've always loved, like, gothy sucks. I hate goth chicks. Goth chicks are fucking annoying, okay? But, like, a little bit of a thing, like a little bit of a darkness, a little bit of a punk rock thing to them, I love it.
I would like to see her with black hair, though. I think she'd look hot with black hair.
Yeah, maybe, dude. But, look at this fucking shit,
dude. She's a fucking 12.
Dude, she's got tattoos now. I love it. They made her pale. God damn it.
That Zach, lipstick looks good, too.
Zach, what is
all I want is just scars on the thighs.
So you know she's really damaged.
Real? Yeah, because if it was on the wrist, that's for attention. When it's on thighs, that's some inner demons.
That's like her dad doesn't love her.
Yeah.
What's your hottest chick alive? What if you could pick your hottest chick alive, Zach?
I think we went through this. I'm very partial to Rose McGowan. Rose McGowan, when she was like on top, hot.
And what was that? Jawbreakers?
Yeah, Jawbreaker. Like Rose McGowan and Jawbreaker.
She was okay. She dated Manson for a while, right?
Yeah.
She's okay. So you like it a little more gothy.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you just like a fucking normal hot chick. Just yeah. Mila Kunis. Or whoever.
Mila Kunis is hot.
Whoever the Maxim top 100 are, that's fucking where Scopo lives his life.
Yeah. I do like a little weird chick, though. I kind of like, you know who's really hot to me right now? Rachel McAdams in True Detective. I don't know why, but she's really fucking hot in that show. Really,
who's
I don't know.
Rachel McAdams.
What the fuck was she in? She's in a bunch of shit.
I know that chick, and she's in True Detective.
Yeah. She has short hair, and she kind of looks like a badass in the show now. So the way they're dressing her, she looks fucking hot.
Okay, I'm digging it, dude. Hey, that's it. There's a few chicks, man, that have gotten my attention recently. The new one, you know what it is, dude? The same thing with, like, life. I think guys are like this. Like, we need new pussy, right? Like, no matter how hot your chick is, no matter how much you fucking love her, no matter how cool she is, we just eventually, after a little while, we need new pussy.
So, there's a real funny comic named Ryan Hoffman, and he does this thing that men need five things: food, water, shelter, pussy, and strange pussy.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. I know Ryan. He's very funny.
He's very funny, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's a weird thing that we have in us to where we just need to switch it up after a while. So, like, with my chick or my ex-chick now, but I would love when she would sometimes shave her pussy completely bald, but then sometimes grow in like a little bit of a patch.
It's like a new chick.
It's like a new chick altogether. You know what I'm saying? Because you legitimately need new pussy. And that's the same thing when I fantasize about chicks. I will get bored. If I'm watching porn, I can't even get hard for a Sasha Grey porn.
Ugh, no. I don't like her at all.
Dude, when I first saw Sasha Grey, I thought she was the hottest chick ever, dude. She's fucking gorgeous, dude. She's really sexy.
I never really was into her.
But once you bust a nut 30 times to a chick, you're just like, what's the point? At the click of another button, I can just have a different chick. And that's kind of how I am with celebrity chicks. Like, I love this chick now. I love her. But I used to love Jessica Alba. Back in the day, like, Jessica Alba was like my be all end all. It would like hurt me to look at Jessica Alba. And then it just be after, like, I don't give a fuck. Jessica Alba could die in a train accident and it would mean nothing to me. Okay. But this chick is amazing. Or what's Johnny Depp's girlfriend?
The lesbian chick?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
But that's even hotter, too, the fact that she's a lesbian. Mm,
just knowing that her face has been in a pussy.
What the fuck is Johnny Depp's girlfriend's name, dude? Let me see.
We've thought about this. What was that?
We've talked about her before. Yeah, she's retarded, dude. Amanda Heard. Dude. I mean, come on, dude.
Wait, a little more?
Look at her. Oh, my God, dude. I hate to be such a pervert.
I'm just looking at him. I'm not even.
You really are. My eyes, homo.
My eyes never even made it to the right side.
Are you truly bisexual like that? Like,
I don't know what I am. I think I used to be like 70-30. Now I'm like 90-10.
No, you're 90-10 and it's dudes.
90-10, like 90 women, 10 dudes.
Okay. But you're like, you would
no,
suck.
No, those are my numbers.
You would suck Johnny Depp's dick.
The mood was right.
Have you sucked dicks?
No, I've never sucked a dick.
But you had your dick sucked by dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you have to say it like Kool-Aid?
Like, it's not gay, bro.
Yeah.
It's a dude sucking a dude's dick, bro. All right.
He had a nice wig on.
You're
like, kind of
shaped
gay.
Like Mr. Kool-Aid, too. Oh, yeah. Who'd you get your dick sucked by?
Dudes.
Multiple dudes? How many dudes have you had?
Gay dudes? Or like, it's like your fucking... weird gothy people like that. Know.
They may not be gay, but they are fucking homos.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're sucking Zach's dick.
Even a girl that sucks my dick is gay.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you something. If you're sucking Zach's dick, you turned left at one point when you should have turned right in life. I don't know. I don't know whether you're a guy, girl.
You made a bad decision.
Whether you're a clown, a dog, a fucking goat's asshole. I don't know. Something happened in your life if Zach's penis is inside of you.
There's a sad story somewhere. Like,
yeah. You nothing.
I know if I get laid, I'm going to hear a sad story within like an hour.
That's fucked up though, isn't that? Like, you, like literally, dude. And I'm not even being an asshole to you. Because deep down inside, I think you're a really good person. You're smart and you're funny, but you are so much to handle. There's so much of you to fucking handle.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold, baby.
That if you fuck Zach.
There are six things in Zach's life. The other one is strange dick. That's what he needs.
Dude, but you gotta really think about that. Like, here, I'm pretty fucked up. If you're fucking me, right? If you're a woman
I'm
out there.
I'm fucked up too. Everyone's fucked up.
No, but no, it's levels here, dude, right? If you're a woman and you're fucking Luis J. Gomez, there's a chance you've made a couple fucked up decisions in your life, but there's also a chance, you know what, dude, maybe you're just into a fucking bad boy. There's something that happened where, you know, you've always walked the straight and narrow, and now you just want to like something a little bit different.
If a girl fucks you, her favorite Backstreet Boy was AJ.
Yes, exactly. That's as deviant as it gets for that girl. If you, let me say this, Chris, you're fucked up, but people have to date you for like 2 years to realize
that
you're
that
fucked,
I'm
up.
Fucked up.
Like,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like a pretty on the surface, normal dude, you
but
know?
When you get to know me,
would you really break down the layers? It's like Chris will cry after like a year and a half for the first time. If you date me within 2 weeks, you're gonna watch me cry, guaranteed.
Oh yeah, I don't cry because I'm not a pussy.
No, it's not that I'm a pussy. I'm a psycho.
No, in my head,
I miss my mom.
In my head, that's what I feel like.
You have your parents at home still. They may not love each other or talk to each other, but you still have your parents at home. I miss my mommy and my fucking daddy. So that's why anytime I'm emotional with a woman, that bitch is gonna see me cry pretty quick.
How long into your and B's relationship did you cry?
I don't know. Maybe she texts her. I'll text her that and ask her that.
Like, for me, I know if a girl makes an eye at me and I'm like, this chick wants to fuck me, I might as well walk up to her and go, so how did your dad die?
It's fucked up though. What? All right. So let me ask you. All right. So you've got your dick sucked by a few guys. How many guys total?
I'm going to put it like two or three.
How quick?
You know, listen.
No, I really
first,
don't.
Come on.
I went through a blackout drunk
come
period.
Come on. Two, you, listen.
No, I went through a long blackout drunk period. I'm putting it two or three, and that's probably being
seven.
A little. I don't think seven.
So there, wait, hold on. Like, legitimately blackout drunk as in, like, you don't remember getting your dick sucked?
Yeah.
Because
I used to,
I always feel like
college,
that's an excuse. I feel like that's an excuse that women use. They say they're blackout drunk, but you know what the fuck happened. I've been blackout drunk before. But I know that I fucked the chick, or I know that I hooked up with her, or maybe I parts of the details of the night are missing.
That was the excuse I used in college. Like, yeah, when you're fucking a chick, and you're like, you fuck her? And you're like, I don't know, but you know, you fucked her.
No,
you
saw, I used to time travel.
Five dudes, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, if you think 2 to 3...
Got to be at least five or above.
Got to be at least 5 dudes. You've had your penis inside of their mouth. Now, that's... Now, I'm going to assume for you, because Zach's also not just a normal... Zach's not like you. See, Scopo, if you told me you got your dick sucked by 5 dudes, I would go, okay, Scopo's...
He's gay.
A homosexual.
Yeah.
Like, he did in college, he did some weird shit. Him and his buddies were gay. I had buddies like that in high school. I don't want to say their names, but they were like kind of like preppy kids that would go and suck each other's dicks. They were just gay. They never had the balls to come out and be gay. So they sucked each other's dicks and they suppressed it, and now they're married and have kids and all this other shit. But they're just fucking homosexuals. You're a little different because you're
eccentric.
Yeah, he is. He's eccentric, and he's fucking. You're like a punk rock guy. You know, you do these crazy things where you cut your head open and you bleed all over the place. And you do these music shows and these punk rock shows, and you go in movies naked. You get your dick pierced. You have this perversion that kind of like is almost like a film that's on your body that kind of surrounds you. Your aura is very like perverse.
I'm chasing a dragon.
Yeah. So I think for you, I don't go, oh, homosexual. I go, Zach's just being a freak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Zach is just fucking...
That's part of being Zach.
Zach getting his dick sucked by a dude at a fucking party in front of a bunch of people is the equivalent of...
Scopo killing it, LOL.
No, it's sexually...
That happens.
Sexually, it's the equivalent of...
It's happened 5 times.
Of Scopo having like fucking a chick on a bed while your buddy fucks another chick on another bed. That's like as perverse as you've gone. That's like crazy for you. That would be like a thing for you. Like, yeah, we had basically an orgy.
Okay, yeah, because I've been in a couple rooms where I've gotten blown. My friend's getting blown in the same room.
But that's crazy for you.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
That's like, yeah, that's out
there. That's not wild for him. He can't even get hard without...
That's a Tuesday for Zach.
Yeah, dude, his fucking line is above that to even get turned on. He has to be with some fucking pig who's crying just to get going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not really a gay thing. It's interesting though. The first time you got your dick sucked by a dude, how old were you and how'd that happen?
This is like Oprah style right here. This is great.
I like it. I'm learning more about Zach today.
17.
17.
17.
Very young.
Yeah. Okay. And how old was the guy?
17 as well.
Ooh.
42 was my dad.
Okay.
He was 17 as well. Is your best friend?
No.
Random?
Yeah,
guy at a party. Just some whore at a party.
Let me ask you this question. Now, how does that come up? You're a straight dude. I'm assuming he's straight, or he's definitely gay.
No, he was really gay.
He was really gay. And you're just hanging out there. Like, hey,
was he a good looking guy?
Yeah, he was all right.
So he
was in good shape.
Okay. At 17, the gay hasn't really hit that guy, so he doesn't know the gay culture, so he's just trying to suck dick.
But also, at 17, I'm assuming this. I like how we're putting together Zach's story. I like this. It's good.
It's like his backstory for the Suicide Squad.
But at 17, I'm also assuming you didn't know if you were gay or not.
I knew I was off the beaten path. I hadn't figured out. I knew I liked pussy a lot.
Yeah.
But I did know... There were other elements that interested me.
Mike Lawrence had he was gay in like high school, I guess, or like his first year of college or whatever. Yeah, like straight up gay, like relationship with the dude. Talked about it on the Legion of Skanks podcast. We'll bring him back on and talk to him about this because it was interesting. And I think Lawrence's thing, he was just so awkward with women that he just happened to get attention, sexual attention from a person. And he was so confused and didn't really understand how to interpret that he was like, all right, fine, I'm gay, I'll try it out. But he wasn't. He was a straight dude who just was so nerdy that was like, fuck it, dude, I gotta get my dick sucked by something. So was there any of that in you?
Yeah, most likely. I will say I definitely was up for something.
Hey, by the way, can you fucking...
What?
That's all the weed I have.
I literally packed the tiniest little bowl, Scopo.
My weed lasts for like months at a time.
I'm going to pack another little bowl and that's it. And you take it away from me, okay? I didn't realize how Jewy you were with your weed. Because
First of all, I don't have any money. I'm literally tapped out.
I've been more than generous with my weed with you here.
Oh, okay. And I've driven you home how many times?
Scopo really loves to fucking bring up the fact that he's driven me home.
And you like to bring up the fact that he's given me weed.
That's his thing. He's driven me home in life, guys. Fine, Scopo. You don't have to drive me home anymore.
Those 250 bus passes, fucking train?
I have an unlimited Metro card. It means nothing. I would actually get home faster. I usually like just taking the ride home with you because you're my friend.
Don't fucking throw that out there like that. You fucking... fucking cunts.
Every Louis Scopo fight immediately turns into fucking Raging Bull, did you fuck my wife, like, level.
So listen, all right, so dude, so you meet this guy at this party.
Yeah.
And he comes on to you. How did, I really want to know how you get your dick sucked by a dude for the first time. How did this happen?
I guess it was flirting. I don't know. I think I was just being stupid and silly. And then we were in a car with a bunch of people. Everyone else left. I took my dick out and he just started blowing me.
Wow. And how long before you popped your nut?
I didn't pop.
You people didn't pop your nut?
People came back to the car. I put my dick away.
Oh, dude. So you literally did some gay ass shit for no reason.
Most likely, yeah.
It was just some gay shit for no reason. See, here's the thing. I wouldn't even fault you for getting a blowjob by a dude. But if you don't come, you literally just did some gay ass shit.
Yep. Wasted.
If you come, at least you,
the satisfaction of coming.
You get the satisfaction of coming, but, and then you get the immediate guilt.
Was it?
Here's a cool part, though. This is the benefit of Zach not coming. He didn't have that guilt. This is why Zach went down this path. Had he come,
and I might have been like, what the fuck did I just do?
Yes, I really mean that, dude. If you would have come, okay, immediately your guilt would have set in. Immediately, you're like, oh, fuck, dude, what the hell? I just literally got blown by a fucking dude. You would have, your blue balls would have been gone. Empty balls.
Called my dad and apologized.
Dude, you might have been in a whole, I believe in the butterfly effect, it would have been a whole different trajectory of your life. You would be the cool guy in the show right now. Scopo would
be the funny one.
What about?
He's good, dude. You can't.
I mean, that was a good one. That was a fucking good one. That was a good one.
The kid brings.
Kids got talent.
The kid brings jokes.
Kids got talent.
Every time. 10 out of 10 times, the kid brings jokes.
Kids got talent. But what if you came and it was this fucking just the fucking greatest orgasm you ever had in your life, and that just inspired you to be full gay, and then you're like,
oh no, I got him
shape.
To come over to my house a few weeks later and actually blow me, and I came and still just mostly, I think I was like 30-70 at my height.
Did he have facial hair?
No.
Good.
Very feminine.
That's the
good.
Only thing.
Good.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Glad you're not a queer.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't deal with a fucking beard.
Yeah, well, I couldn't make out with a dude with a beard. I would be great. Oh,
you made out with the guy too?
No, I couldn't.
Did you make out with that guy?
No.
You went. Wait. You went from like that's like prostitute sex.
Yeah.
You went from straight, hey, what's up, to fucking somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, that's, I get that. I've talked about this in my act before. Just about if you'd rather hold a guy's dick in your hand or make out with him.
Yeah, we've seen your act. Yeah.
Well, there's thousands of people that listen to the show that haven't. Chris, thanks.
True.
So yeah, dude, in reality, I would way rather get blown by a dude than open mouth kiss a guy.
Yeah, because you close your eyes.
Then with my eyes open, while making eye contact, I would fucking, because I can close my eyes while I make out with a guy as well. You know, I wouldn't do it. I really couldn't.
Yeah, but when you touch his face, he just feels, caress his beard.
It's uncomfortable. Ugh. I couldn't do it, dude.
Dude, I don't even like when a girl, like, just shaved a few days ago and her pussy feels like your uncle's stubble.
But you know what, dude? I've fucked some chicks that look like dudes. I definitely fucked a chick once that on the way home on the subway.
You contemplated it?
Well, no, she looked dudely, really dudely. And it wasn't like a tranny. Didn't look like a tranny. Looked like a boy. I took this thing home. It was a fucking grotesque thing. And this was like in my height of like pussy addiction of like just fuck whatever. Like literally I would wait out until like 2 a.m. just asking girls in Times Square to fuck. I'd be selling comedy club tickets and then I was looking for pussy the whole time. So I was making money, but my whole thing was I was trying to find a drunk hoary chick to fucking try to blow me in a bathroom somewhere. That was the idea, right? So I would fucking wait out until like 2-3 a.m. This just pig. She reminded me her. She looked like the Flintstones dog. Dino, is that the name of the dog?
It's a dinosaur, but...
Yeah, that thing. It looked like... That's the only way to describe what it looked like.
The thing on your shirt?
It was a monster, okay? And I took it home, and on the subway, she was like, oh, I got a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. I said that to her. I was like, dude, don't. Not now. Too late. We're already on our way home. And then she was like, no, never mind. And I was like, what the fuck? So all the way, we go all the way home. I'm like, dude, is this a fucking dude now? And by the way, I'm still doing it. She told me it's a confession. Now I'm convinced that it's a dude. I'm like, I'm going to fucking take this thing's little fucking weird dick. I literally thought I was going to pull its pants down and a little fucking knob was going to come out, a little weird dick. I got her naked and it was, I'm getting sick thinking about it right now. It was a woman. I fucked her. even the whole time, I'm like, what the fuck was the secret? Does she have AIDS? Like, I'm still fucking it, thinking of like, this beast demon probably has AIDS. I still have my dick inside of it right now. I used a rubber, and then I lied and said I had to go somewhere. It was like 3 a.m, and I like made her leave. I like walked her to the train. I was like, yeah, I gotta go somewhere. And I like dropped her off the train. Then I went back to my place, and she had a used tampon in my garbage. She didn't even flush it. She just pulled the tampon out and threw it in my garbage, and she was on her period and never told me. So that was her secret.
That's not that bad.
It was disgusting, dude. It's making me sick right now thinking about it. So.
Well, yeah. That's who fucks Puerto Ricans in cowboy hats.
I didn't always wear a cowboy hat. That was like.
Did you have the cowboy hat at that point?
No, that was a 1 week period of my life. And I wasn't, I didn't have like, I wasn't good at getting pussy at that time yet. It took me like a year of pitching tickets on the street to like really understand how to like talk to chicks. Can I have some of your water, dude? I have fucking cotton mouth like a motherfucker. Ready? Yeah. Throw it, bam. Okay, all right, fuck, dude. All right, look, I want to switch gears. I know Zach's home and all.
That was a good conversation.
That was great.
That was a great time.
That was really good, man. I'm happy to know more about you. And then since then, you just don't care. You just put your dick in anything. Okay, good.
Zach's dick, he's very open.
I want to talk about this shit. Because I don't know, man. I think that I'm in a weird position with like the people who I hang out with. And some of the viewpoints that they have, some of the viewpoints that I have, you know, me and Dave Smith, we butt heads on a lot of things politically and socially. Me and Anthony Cumia, obviously the same thing.
You're pro-black?
I talked about this on the show. You know, like, look, dude, the truth is I'm pro-choice. I'm anti-gun. I'm pro-women's rights. I'm pro-gay rights. I really am. I mean, I'm pretty much a bleeding heart liberal. Except for the fact that I think that everybody should be able to say whatever fucking words we should want to say. I'm really
PC bullshit.
I'm just a staunch comedian. Okay, like I'm all for comedians' rights and for us to be able to say what we want to say. And that means that bad people should also be able to say what they want to say as well. Okay, so if I don't agree, that I'd be a pretty big hypocrite if I was saying you can only say the things that I agree with. So, like in reality, no. When people make racial jokes or jokes about sex or jokes about anti-feminism jokes or any of this stuff, I think it's very funny. That's kind of where my brand of humor lives. That's what I enjoy. It's what I've always appreciated. The comedians that I enjoy are those types of comedians. The Bill Burrs, the Patrice O'Neills, the Big J's, the Bobby Kelly's, like these. I mean, this is the type of humor that they have, you know. It walks a line and it's fairly edgy. So I think I posted this thing today, and it's kind of funny because I really don't side on any one side. I don't just pick a side and stand by it. I really look at each case and I go, all right, the facts are there, and then I kind of pick a side based off of that. And I posted a picture of this cell phone case. And it's a cell phone case that looks like a handgun.
Oh, yeah. I saw the girl who had like a thing in her pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It basically, if you put your cell phone in your pocket, it looks like there's a gun hanging out of your pocket. You hold it in your hand, and it's the handpiece of the gun. And then the barrel of the gun is what your cell phone is actually. At the end of the day, it kind of looks cool. And if I was 15 or 14, I would probably want to get one. And I think that's specifically the problem. I think that inherently there lies the biggest problem of all, is the people that are attracted to something like this are young fucking dummies who are going to walk around with it hanging out of their back pocket.
No 35-year-old man's going to have this.
Yeah, it's just typically it's going to be a kid who's going to probably make a stupid decision with it, you know? So I post this thing, and I wrote a sensationalized post. I wrote, if you buy this cell phone case, you deserve to be shot to death. And no, I don't believe that you deserve to be shot to death. Really, for almost anything, there's very few things in the world besides, eye for an eye murdering somebody or...
But if you point it at a cop and he shoots...
If you have it hanging out of your back pocket and a cop or a criminal, because you're walking down the street and another dude with a gun and you're on his fucking turf and he thinks you're coming at you, you look like a guy that he has a beef with, just don't say a cop. If anybody lights you the fuck up because you have this hanging out of your back pocket, you only have yourself to blame. I'm not going to say you deserve it. I'm not going to say good for you. I'm just going to say you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking monkey. White, black, green, purple, you're a monkey. That's it. I don't know what else you want me to say here. The who manufactures something like this? The fact is, man, and some people, you know, people started debating this on my wall. One guy, big fan of the Hammer Fisting podcast. Great guy. Love the guy. He posts a lot of these cop block videos. His name is Noel Ortiaga. He's a cool guy, man. I like this guy. Trans MMA, I think. Yeah, he does. He's a bad motherfucker. But he posted something along the lines of, I said, if you buy this phone case, you deserve to be shot to death. And he posted, yes, according to idiot cops. You're going to be an idiot cop to light somebody up for something like that. I don't understand the...
At the end of the day, if you're a cop, your first concern has to be...
Yourself.
I have to go home to my family tonight.
Yeah.
And if you see a gun hang out of somebody's pocket and they go for it...
They tell you that in the academy. They go, this is a situation, it could be you or them. You got to choose.
That's it. And by the way, like, you know, people always go like, I guess somebody else posted it. John Doerr in his podcast, he said, why don't you wait till the person shoots? Because I guess the kid had a toy AK-47.
Because then you're dead.
You're fucking dead, dude. Look, man, here's the thing. It's very unfortunate when people get killed by cops. You know, it's very unfortunate when people get killed in general. But I don't believe that we live in a society where there are murderous cops on rampages killing people out there.
I don't know if I told you the story. My buddy's a cop. They responded. It was in Brooklyn. They responded to shots fired at a party. They get to the party. They see the group of suspects that came in as the guys. They're running down the block. Then they hear more shots fired. They follow them. One of the guys is running. My buddy sees something in his hand, so he pulls his gun out. About to say, stop it, shoots. Stop. He fucking realized at the last second, it's a blunt.
Yeah.
But he goes, I didn't know that until the last second. And he goes, it looked like a gun to me. It was dark. He didn't know what the 100%. Hell was going on.
Look, dude.
And he's like, I had to choose right there. Go home or maybe die.
You know, we're in a society where, look, you know, there are fucking bad people in the world and people do shoot cops. And if this is your job... Okay, and you've chosen this as your profession, you're still a human being. You still have an instinct to survive. I think people really downplay this instinct to survive. Okay, you know, let me tell you something, dude, I'm going home to see my kid, period. That's what I'm doing. I'm going home to see my fucking kid. And if some asshole pulls this thing out of his back pocket really fast, I'm gonna light him the fuck up. You know, somebody posted a video underneath this. How crazy is this, dude? I guess a guy, he's at a diner and cops are like taking him out. I guess he's being a problem in the bathroom. They start to take him outside. Look, dude. Now what you're going to find out in a minute is this guy's got a BB gun on him. This is a white guy with a BB gun. I guess this is the chest cam.
Don't even.
Look. Pop, pop, pop.
One down. Get the gun.
Listen to this cop's voice.
Yeah. It's
listen to the fucking terror in her voice. You got it. Now, here's the thing, man. I love the fact that they got body cams. Yeah. I think they should put them on everybody. I think it would cut a lot of the bullshit out.
But you know what that guy did? They said gun, and he went like this, and he went like that.
Yeah, dude.
So he pointed it at the fucking guy.
I don't give a shit what he did. You should have said, hey, dude, I got a fucking BB gun in my waistband.
And keep your hands in the air.
Yeah, dude, that's that. Look, dude, I've been arrested enough times, okay? I'll tell you right now, I've had cops be cunts to me, okay? Well, I'm not saying that cops don't abuse their power. I would say in a lot of cases, you get cops that abuse their power.
Managers at McDonald's abuse their power.
That's exactly the point. Let me tell you something. If you've ever been in a position of power, okay, any power, I abuse my power.
I know, you treat us like shit.
I open this podcast by saying I'll walk in whenever the fuck I want. All right? Because power is an intoxicating thing. And you, once you have a little bit of it, if you're the manager, if you're a fucking person in charge of some shit, Watch, dude. Watch when you're in a position when somebody challenges your authority and you're just, especially when you're justified, right? You're running your own business. You've invested $500,000 in your business, you know, to open a restaurant, and you got a fucking, some punk ass busboy that mouths off to you and goes, ah, fuck you. I know how to run this place better than you. Watch how quickly you abuse your power. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Don't let the door hit you. Dude, that's what's going to happen 10 out of 10 times. It's just, it's an instinct that we have. So yeah, dude, cops are going to abuse their power. And I'm not saying that that's right, but there's a difference between abusing your power and murdering people. And in this case, you hear the fucking terror in this woman's voice. She didn't want to fucking kill somebody. Dude, do you know what it's like to kill somebody? I do. I've murdered people. Okay. No, I haven't. But do you know what it's like to kill? I mean, dude, it is not. I mean, it has. Unless you're a sociopath, it's going to give you fucking nightmares for the rest of your life. Okay. And the truth is, not all cops are sociopaths. I would assume that a very small. I would say the same percentage of cops that are sociopaths are probably the same percentage of people that are fucking librarians. I'm sure there's. They'll probably say, oh, more violent people end up going into law enforcement or going into the military. But in reality, I just don't really know if there's more violent people that are cops than there are more violent people that are deli workers. I just don't know if there's a real measurable thing there to go like, well, there's a real problem there. You know, we're so quick to go, oh, that cop is fucking wrong. You know, I was talking to Dave Smith about this case specifically, or about this incident, you know, and he brought up the whole, Michael Brown thing in Ferguson. And, you know, he was like, look, dude, you know, that shit, you know, people had that wrong. People were calling that cop Daryl, fuck's his last name? Daryl, whatever his last name is. See, that's how old a fucking news. It was the biggest news story ever. And now we just don't give a shit. Daryl Wright, whatever. That's a comedian. Comedian Daryl Wright, guys. No, whatever his name is. The cop.
Daryl Strawberry.
The cop.
Darren Wilson.
Darren Wilson.
Not even Daryl.
Whatever it was.
Darren.
That faggot. No, but dude, they were calling this guy a murderer. When the forensics came out, they proved that, no, the fucking whole hands up, don't shoot thing was bullshit. This guy was attacking this cop. This guy was going for his gun. And you have a 300-pound man that's 6 foot whatever that's attacking you, physically punching you in the face and going for your gun. It's a much different story than it's a cop just murdering a guy. And still to this day, people just fucking look at that story like it's a cop just murdering a kid. And it's just not the case. You understand, dude, that cop's family now, his kids, I'm assuming that they've had to fucking change schools, go to different states. His whole family, his whole life is uprooted.
I'm sure he had to not be a cop anymore.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's no way he's a cop anymore. Yeah, do you think he was like, oh, dude, yeah, I got away with it. I fucking murdered this black kid now.
No, he's got to find a new source of income.
Everything in his fucking life, I'm sure a bunch of racists donated money to some fucking...
Yeah, Kumi has got him on
there. Yeah, I was going to say, he'll have a show at Kumi's
Ewan McGinnis. Got him on his payroll, actually.
He changed his name to Keith.
But that's the thing, you know, for a fact, some like white supremacist groups raised tons of money for this guy.
Yeah.
Which almost for him, you go like, fuck, dude, do you not take it? Like, what do you do in that case? Now your kids are having to change schools. You got to sell your house. You got to move somewhere else.
Honestly, he might have to change his last name.
I guarantee. Yeah. I know we have Google at our fingertips. So we can just look it up. But I'm not going to. I like to pontificate and speculate.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I'm not going
to. We don't need the internet, guys. Yeah. We are the internet. Just blew everyone's minds. Well, man.
We're too high.
Maybe. I love it, though. I love getting high during the realist bug, guys. I'm just getting over my cold, too. That's what I did last. Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Dave?
Dave, we're just talking about the world, bro. Oh, yeah? Issues in life. What's going on, bro?
Talking liberals are the problem.
Yeah, dude. We really are. You would love this episode. Let's fucking get into it. So I don't know, man. Like, look, dude. I was one of those kids. I would have easily, when I was 15 years old, would have bought one of these fucking cell phone cases. Give me that, Dave. But let me smoke that hit that's in it.
You're doing a podcast. I was going to pack up a bowl.
Okay, pack up a bowl. That's fine. I like that.
You know what's funny? This is how much of a douche I used to be. Still am, actually. They used to make a knife that was a comb. But it, you know, like the switchblade knives, if you pop it out and it would turn into a comb. I had one of those when I was a kid.
Of course. Dude, I remember when I was in the eighth grade, I think, we went trick-or-treating in Stony Point, New York, which was
the... Which was also the last time Lewis needed a comb.
I'm not gonna laugh at all the times you attacked me.
I liked it, but it was mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was walking through Stony Point, New York on Halloween, and you know what my costume was on Halloween? I decided to be a cat burglar, and my costume was just my mom's stocking over my head, wearing all black with a toy handgun. At the time, this is the 90s, so
she
you could
jizz on the stocking,
just buy
the
a silver toy handgun and just
trying
pop.
To figure out why there's a bag of heroin on his yeah. head.
Jizz and heroin, what's going on right now? He got punched in the face, but it was so hard he didn't feel
my
it.
My mom kept her heroin baggies in her stocking drawer. But dude, it was literally, I popped off the little orange top of the gun, and I'm walking the streets. My buddy is a vampire. He's got vampire fangs in, but he's just a black kid wearing normal clothes with vampire fangs. And then me, a Puerto Rican kid with a cat burglar thing on, walking through the streets of Stony Point. Dude, we were surrounded by cops within minutes.
And they're yelling, shoot that nigger vampire.
Shit.
Blade.
But, I mean, truthfully, I mean, look, they could have fucking killed me. In a heartbeat.
The cops surrounded you?
Yeah, they did surround me. And they were like, yeah, dude, go fucking trick-or-treating. It was kind of almost like racist the way they said it. They were, because I was from Havasu, which is like the Puerto Rican area. They're like, yeah, go back to your own town and trick-or-treat. And they like sent me on my way. But it was like, look, dude, it's Halloween. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. People commit crimes on Halloween. What was a few years ago at the Halloween parade downtown? Wasn't a chick like, wasn't she raped by a dude who was dressed up like a fireman on Halloween?
Yes.
Do you remember this story?
Yes, that's factual.
Yeah, dude, it was a Halloween parade, and there was a woman. I don't remember exactly the details of the story. Look it up for me, Andy. And she, I guess a dude comes in.
She was dressed
in,
like a Dalmatian.
He comes in a fireman's uniform, and he said he was actually a fireman. Then he fucking, what'd he do?
What he did was he was working at
Zach, put your dick away.
At a, like a fashion magazine in New York, had got fired, this whole thing, he was upset. So he set off a smoke grenade like in front of her apartment.
Yes, that's right.
Banging on the door, being like, there's a fire, and then went in and proceeded to
that's
rape
a scumbag
her.
Then. I mean, he's a scumbag in general, but you fuck. I thought he was at a party
that
and he raped.
Line.
No.
I thought he was at a party and raped the girl. I'm a fireman.
No.
He. But here's
I
the thing.
I thought it was just his frat initiation.
Yeah.
It
was
on Halloween. You can do some crazy shit.
You can do it a lot of fucking fucked up shit.
I mean,
Halloween.
But think about that, dude. There was in the movie Scream when the girl got murdered like in front of the whole movie theater because they thought it was like part of the show.
That's the beginning of Scream 2, actually.
I'm surprised. Okay, you're a fucking horror nerd. I get it.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
But in reality, I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. Like, if I was going to be a murderer or like a rapist, I would always coincide it with some sort of fun Halloween costume.
Well.
You know, like, how cool would that be? Like,
Lewis in July is wearing a fucking Scooby-Doo outfit.
No, every October 31st, I would come around. I would do themes like Game of Thrones. It'd be a Dothraki prince and just fucking lob some bitch's head off in the middle of the Halloween parade in the West Village. People would be cheering me on. They would think it's the best costume ever. How long would it take before they would realize that I actually just lobbed a chick's head off in the middle of the Halloween parade?
10 seconds.
Did you see the fucking... They showed video of the, I guess in Turkey they had a gay pride parade.
Oh no, it was
Istanbul.
Yes,
isn't that Turkey?
Is it?
I don't know.
Yes,
Dave, you're smart. Okay, not Joe Harari, you're smart.
Dude, not Joe.
Not Joe, baby dick blood Harari.
Dude, I'll be honest, man. I said this. I'm pro gay rights. Okay, I have to preface this by saying this because there's so many fucking assholes out there that you have to preface everything. Dude, I'm for gay rights. I went to the gay pride parade with my son. We waved a little fucking homo flag. It was great. Okay, it was awesome. Okay,
we waved a little fucking homo flag. That's his quote right there.
But it's true. But why would that matter? Why would it matter? I can't use the word faggot when I'm in support of gay rights. I'm in support of gays getting married. Why can't I use the word faggot? Who cares? It's so stupid. Like, my intentions are all fucking good. They're all for everything. So other people that aren't in support of gay rights because they don't use the word faggot.
I just want to say faggot.
I really do. I want to be able to say whatever fucking word I want to say. But if you don't watch... dude, they're in Istanbul.
Do they kill somebody?
I can't spell Istanbul. No. Gay pride. They started to the Turkish police, and it's not even illegal to be gay in Turkey.
Are you looking for a new
But the police, for some reason, started breaking up the gay pride parade using water cannons, and like just like rubber bullets. Look at this. I wish they didn't have a homosexual, like a really, really flamboyant homosexual, narrate the thing.
As fears of a money shortage mounts,
what the fuck is this? Here it is.
Water cannons and rubber bullets were used to
disperse water cannons and rubber bullets.
Organizers of the march said permission had not been given to assemble during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. The parade is held annually in Istanbul, and some say it's the largest gay pride event in the Muslim world.
Oh, it's in the Muslim world too.
Venezuela's ruling so.
Okay, so they started shooting fire hoses at these gay people. And it's kind of funny to watch.
Well, they all took their shirts off and danced, so.
Yeah, no, they, look, dude, here's the thing, man.
I mean, if you're gay in Turkey, I mean, I wouldn't be fucking celebrating.
Dude, first of all, it really looks fun. Like, the homosexuals were half naked and they're just, like, skidding across the ground on the water.
Just save up a bunch of money and fucking do this in New York. What's wrong with them?
Look, dude, I get it, you know, I mean,
I get they want to fucking be, but dude, they don't give a fuck over there.
I don't know anything about Turkey or Istanbul's politics.
I'm but just
from watching that, I'm going to assume that they're not too open minded, huh? Is Turkey even Muslim? I didn't even know that Turkey was a Muslim country. I would have went there assuming that it was Christians, mainly Christians.
It's a secular country.
I don't know what secular means. Can we find out what secular means? Does that mean there's different sections? As in, like, there's a Christian area and a Jewish
a
area. Why don't they put the gays in their own section? See, this is here's the thing, Luis J. Gomez, problem solver. Here's the thing, man. Why don't we give them their own water fountains to drink out of? Hear me out here.
Different bathrooms.
That's what the cops were trying to do. They just had the pressure on too high.
You look thirsty.
Congratulations.
See, no, that was cum. It was cum cannons, guys. You have no idea how much those.
But it's not. I mean, not that it's illegal to be gay over here, but it's not as prevalent over there as
to be gay.
Just be gay.
I'm sure it is. I don't think.
No, wait. You don't. I guarantee you, there's no gay dudes just walking down the street holding hands.
Well, no, because they'll fucking be pelted by rocks and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, because they only have one hand left.
Is there? Let me ask you. Fuck, dude. I wonder. All right, you're gonna be our gay expert today, Zach. Are there like much higher gay rates country to country?
I don't know. I think it's probably the same percentage, just out.
Zach, I feel like if you're gonna fucking let a dude suck your dick, you need to start having a little
research.
Bit more understanding of the culture, because you're just throwing your dick around all willy-nilly.
I would say in Europe, because it's very it's kind of cool to kiss a guy. Not cool, but it's like it's okay to kiss another man.
By the way, I love when Scopo starts bringing facts and they're never right.
No,
never's a point.
They're never cool right. To kiss a man.
It's just some ignorant shit every time, dude.
But no, like if you it's go over to opinion. Europe and you to say hi to a man, you don't just say, shake their hand. You go
you
and
start
give
fucking
you just
making
start
out
fucking
with him,
blowing him. Yeah, all right. No, you give him a kiss. It's like custom.
Percentage of gays
in
by country.
Okay, I know this though. My dad's friend is from Iran, and then since he's Muslim, when you say hi to him, you have to give him a kiss on the cheek. That's like the custom to do that.
Okay,
so it's a little more.
There's nothing to do with homosexuality.
But I'm saying it's probably yes, it is. We don't kiss each other hello when we say hi.
Okay, all right. No, here's the thing, dude. Look, all right, the top gay city, is Rio de Janeiro. 14.3% of their population is gay. That's why they always say about all the AIDS rates in Rio, it's because there's a lot more gays. That's funny. I didn't know that. I really thought it was because of like major drug problems in the favelas, but they have like a huge,
I'm sure
that
has something to do with
huge.
It.
Wow, that's very interesting. I didn't know that. Let's see, 1.1% of people surveyed in the UK said they were gay. This is fucking, that's crazy. Now, here's the thing. I wonder, my instinct goes, all right, I think that it's probably everywhere it's just a stereotype. I think humans are fucking either gay or they're not gay. I think it's just you're born gay or you're not. That's the way that I really feel, right? So the way you're raised or the country you're in really only would determine whether or not you admit it
or
how much you're suppressing
the openness to it.
You know, because I'm assuming the gay rates in fucking the jungles of the Sudan are probably non-existent. Nobody's saying that they're gay in surveys, but there has to be some fucking little African fucking tiger hunter that's just looking at all the other dudes in their boy shorts and it's like, oh my God,
boy soldier.
So much rather suck that guy's dick than hunt tigers right now. Think about how much more appealing sucking that fucking African cock right there than going on a fucking boar hunt with my machete. Think about that, dude. That's crazy to me.
It's probably the same, you know, what is it, like 1 out of every 100?
People?
Yeah.
Is that the number?
Something, or it's like 1 or 2 out of every 100.
I weirdly don't even think bisexuality exists. I think Zach is a figment of all of our imagination. It's a nightmare right now that we're all hallucinating.
I'm Lewis. It's Tyler Durden.
No, I don't. I think that it's levels of sexual deviousness. It's not. I think that Zach is completely straight, and I think that Zach.
I've always liked hetero flexible.
Okay, I like. That's the only thing flexible about you. Jesus Christ.
I can bridge and touch my nose to the floor.
Zach, you can't fucking, you couldn't touch your thigh, much less your toes. Jesus. No, I think that it's, you become, you're chasing the dragon, we said before. And you're in need for more perversion and more, like me and Dave talked about this. Me and Dave have double teamed a couple chicks in our day. And we both talked that we admitted once that we've jerked off thinking about double teaming that chick together, which is probably the gayest thing that I've done. That might be the gayest. In my opinion, the gayest thing that I've done is fantasizing about looking over at Dave getting his dick sucked while this is all in my head.
Yeah, but Louis, your point
of view. He doesn't need to be there.
Your point of view is you sucking the dick.
Yeah, maybe. No, but not. I've never had a gay fantasy. I've tried to jerk off to tranny porn before just to see if I could, because I'm genuinely attracted to Bailey J. And I think I'm like, when I met her in person, I was genuinely like attracted to her. I was like, wow, dude, I'm like sexually attracted to this thing. And I feel like I have a right to call her a thing. No, but I legitimately, like, I mean, she's very pretty, she's super sweet. You know what I'm saying? And then I put the porn on and I fucking watch her sucking a dude's dick while she's rubbing her big, weird pink dick. And I just can't keep a boner even. So I'm really.
What bothers me about tranny porn? They don't fuck chicks.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Are you crazy?
I can't find tranny porn.
Can you not fucking use Google?
I mean, I've only just Googled Bailey J.
Tranny fucking woman, you idiot.
I can't find good ones. It's always tranny on tranny.
You are really just retarded, dude. I mean, this is a good one right here.
You have not searched the depths. Can we... Wait, are we plugged into Daily Motion, though? Make sure... Can we not show this on Daily Motion?
Guys, by the way, guys, go to Daily Motion. They can't see us. By the way, guys, go to Daily Motion and check out all the other amazing things that they offer. Better than YouTube. Here. Are they allowed to show this in Daily Motion or no?
Yeah.
Porn?
You won't be able to see it.
Look, dude.
Which one's the tranny?
Exactly. That's how you know it's a good tranny. I'm in on both.
Ooh.
I would say the fake tits. Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that right there, dude. Look at that.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's just awesome.
I have no problem with that.
I will fucking jerk off to that.
That's wonderful. I would jump in on that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I would do that. Okay? I mean, look, you can actually see the AIDS creatures crawling on the blankets. Like, it's all happening. I mean, she looks like she does so much heroin, this chick.
Yeah, this is just great. This is just good old family fun. This is what the 4th of July is all about.
I do
guys.
Like that piercing right there on top of the.
Hold on, those tranny tits are fucking nice.
Yeah, it's not bad, dude. See, dude, Scopo, it took me one moment.
I couldn't. Honestly,
tranny
though,
fucks woman.
I really only look for Bailey J fucking a chick, and I couldn't find it.
Do SJW types get angry? All right, right? Because SJWs, social justice warriors.
I thought that was single Jewish woman up to like 2 weeks ago.
I know you did.
I am a fool.
It's the same thing.
They're in support of porn, right? Definitely in support of porn.
Because it's freedom.
They think it's freedom. They think it's a woman's right to, you know, use their body however they want. And I understand that. I'm okay with that. Do you think that they're okay with the terminology that they use in porn, like tranny or cum guzzling whore or anything like that? Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, you, because I wonder if they take their bullshit
The title of it, you're saying.
Yeah,
like Dirty Slut Takes in the Face.
They're feminazi bullshit, yeah, and they apply it to porn. When are they going to do that? When are they going to come in and go, oh, you can't call it tranny porn. It needs to be...
trans woman.
Transgendered woman... transgendered woman
erotica
makes love to cisgendered fucking go fuck yourself. I can't type in tranny fucks cunt. Tranny tranny blows,
I think we just named the episode.
Tranny fucks cunt. Tranny blows hot steamy load on young filthy pig slut's face. I can't search that. I now have to search transgendered woman makes love to cisgendered woman and ejaculates on her facial structure. I have to write something like that now. Insanity.
Absolutely. So what did you search for that, by the way?
Tranny fucks woman.
How do we even get here? I was trying to talk about committing crimes on Halloween. I don't even know how we got here. God, we are the best podcast, guys. What are you guys doing for the 4th?
Being miserable. Hopefully my girlfriend's not. I'm stuck in a house with my girlfriend's entire family, 3 cats, a dog, and 5 birds, and I'm going to kill myself because I'm sleeping on the living room floor, so I can't
Why,
even fuck
where, my where does your girlfriend live?
What? Fucking Jew.
My girlfriend lives with me. Fucking, no, I guess, that was good. Fuck.
It's pretty good.
No, I was fucking... I got to go to Staten Island to her sister's house. They have, like, this little town. They have a big parade, and I got fucking... unwillingly conned in. I'm gonna fucking have to stay with her whole family. I'm staying on the floor.
Do they like you?
They tolerate me.
Yeah, you'd be a bit much to, if I found out you were fucking my daughter. Oof.
Oh my god, would I want to kill myself?
Or if I found out my son was blowing you.
And by the way, you want to see into fucking my girlfriend's version? My girlfriend's dad looks like Hulk Hogan, and now she dates me, who has Hulk Hogan hair, and she's in denial that Freud has a fucking point.
What are you doing, Scopes?
I think you go to my parents' house.
Yeah.
I mean, 4th of July is, I don't know, when I was younger, it was fun. I'm like 20, you get fucked up, do a bunch of drugs, but now it's like, whatever.
Good day drinking excuse.
Yeah, I,
You got a kid, you got a...
Well, no, I think I might even hang out with my kid tomorrow. I think, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Water art. I think I'm just going to do a lonely, sad party by myself. I think my chick is bringing my son to her friend's place. And I think I'm going to just get a pack of Bubba Burgers.
Mm.
I'm going to get a salad.
Get a 6-pack.
Yeah, get some beers.
And be American.
I'm going to sit out back with my computer. I'm just going to fucking hang out.
And so Louis,
well, you don't have
tweeting.
To close this tab.
I'm going to eat these.
Get ready for tweets from Louis tomorrow.
Eat some Bumless Burgers. I might do a podcast by myself. I might do a live, real-ass YouTube podcast.
I'll fucking
Am
come.
I allowed to do that? Or no, they got to, it has to be on.
I'll come by and do a podcast with you.
If Will you?
Yeah.
If it's your own thing, you can do it wherever you want.
Can I call it the real-ass podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. I will also put it up on our what are they called?
SoundCloud?
No, the other one.
Daily Motion.
Daily Motion.
On Daily Motion.
The
yes.
best.
If you put
hold
it
on.
Up, absolutely.
No, let me say this.
Okay.
The best streaming site in the world, Daily Motion, guys. Make sure you guys go to Daily Motion daily and check out the videos that they have in motion.
Get in motion and go on to Daily Motion daily.
The fucking best, guys. Why would you go to YouTube? Who uses YouTube?
Fuck YouTube.
Seriously, guys. I'll say that right to their fucking face. Hey, YouTube, suck a dick. Dailymotion.com, guys. The best.
This derailed quickly.
No, that's it. We have to. They told us to plug Dailymotion, and that's how we do it. We do it by saying fuck you to other video streaming sites. Hey, you porn, suck a dick. Watch all your porn on Dailymotion, because you can watch porn on Dailymotion. We just found out. So that's another benefit of Dailymotion over YouTube, is that you can't watch porn on YouTube. And you can do so on Dailymotion. So dailymotion.com, guys. All right. We're going to get out of here in a minute. Thanks for listening. This has been a fun one, man. This is our 4th of July special. What was the name of the show again, Zach?
Tranny Fucks Cunt.
Tranny Fucks Cunt. I think we're going to have to bleep out all of those words. Can you write tranny? Of course. You can write tranny on iTunes? Are you sure? I want to deal with that shit, dude. I'm cool with trannies. I just feel like I should be able to call them trannies. They're just picking the word. There's no problem with tranny. Tranny's not a negative word, even. It's not even a slightly negative word. It's transgendered. Tranny.
It's abbreviation.
I'm straight. I'm a straighty. I wouldn't go, oh, that's a bad word if you called me a straighty.
And if somebody's from Nigeria, it's... Sorry.
Niggies. If they changed it to Niggy, that'd be cute. People would enjoy Niggy. Black people, if you said, hey, Niggy, 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 nobody would be upset with that. It's a cute thing. You need to make it palpable and cute.
Tell John Fatigate we're going to make a video on the subway. We're going to see how Niggy goes over.
It's the next man on the street.
Yeah, hey, Niggy.
It's our next man in the hospital video.
Oh, fucking shit. Zachy, Amico, what do you got going on, man? What do you have to plug?
Hang out every Tuesday. Come hang out, and that's it. Fuck it. Zach is not funny on Twitter.
Scopes, anything coming up, buddy, to promote? To plug?
Yeah, I'm be at Uncle Vinny's July 31st, August 1st. It's Saturday, Friday, Saturday. Come hang out. It will be fun.
Well, fuck yeah, guys. And also, make sure you go check me out on Twitter, at Louis J. Gomez. GomezComedy.com. For upcoming tour dates. I got shit coming up all over September and October. Nashville, Rhode Island. I'm going to be in Providence, Rhode Island, headlining. Going to be in Maui, Hawaii. So
when's that?
That's going to be in October. That's Halloween weekend. It's going to be fucking retarded.
Get your BB gun out.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, make sure you check me out on all of my social media shit, Instagram as well now. And we'll check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.